Democrat AG bypasses DC crime surge to probe conservative Leonard Leo. By John Binder on September 13, 2023. Washington, D.C., Attorney General Brian Schwab, D., is bypassing the district's skyrocketing crime to exhaust his office's resources on investigating the Federalist Society's Leonard Leo. Late last month, Politico reported that Schwab's office had launched an investigation into Leo, who was influential in the nominations of all of former President Donald Trump's Supreme Court justices. Washington, D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab is investigating judicial activist Leonard Leo and his network of nonprofit groups, according to a person with direct knowledge of the probe, Politico detailed. The scope of the investigation is unclear. News of the investigation into Leo comes as D.C. crime surges, wreaking havoc on communities and residents living in the nation's capital. Year-to-date crime statistics, as of September 12, show there have been 190 homicides in D.C. so far this year, up nearly 30% compared to the same period last year. Likewise, sex crimes are up 6%, assaults with dangerous weapons have increased 3%, and robberies have skyrocketed by 69% compared to last year. Overall, there have been 1,000 more violent crime incidents across D.C., up almost 40%, so far this year compared to 2022. Other crime categories have also increased. Motor vehicle thefts, for example, have increased a whopping 110% compared to the same period in 2022. Vehicle thefts are so high in D.C. that incidents had surpassed 5,000 before year's end. Other thefts and arson have increased as well. There have been nearly 9,000 thefts across D.C. so far this year, a 23% increase, and 9 arson incidents, a 200% increase. The figures have helped tick up property crimes by 27%. Altogether, crime in D.C. has increased almost 30% with close to 24,000 incidents from January 1 to September 12. Despite the surge in crime, Schwab has moved forward with a soft-on-crime agenda. Most significantly, Schwab lobbied heavily to approve changes to the D.C. criminal code that reduced criminal penalties, such as cutting maximum penalties for crimes like armed carjacking. Though Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., opposed changes to the D.C. criminal code, along with many House and Senate Democrats as well as President Joe Biden, Schwab authored a Washington Post op-ed asking Democrats to support the changes. Longer sentences, which disproportionately adversely impact Black and brown communities, do not make communities safer. Indeed, just the opposite, Schwab wrote in February. Schwab's support for reducing criminal penalties in D.C. came as no surprise, as he has long claimed that tough-on-crime policies do not reduce crime. The idea that increasing punishment and sanction is going to make us safer is something that I'm not sure the data or our history confirms, Schwab told CIST at the beginning of the year. In fact, I think if we learn from our history, we know that oftentimes by trying to be very tough on crime and locking people up, we didn't make ourselves safer as a community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.